This is taken from the Auditor General's annual report for 2022. It relates to an audit of the procurement of certain information technology services by the Office of the Ombudsman. The objective was to determine whether they were procured in accordance with the financial rules and whether the government got value for money out of the project. The report said, a review of the information obtained and discussions with personnel from the Ombudsman's office revealed that the office had engaged a supplier to provide certain information technology services. These services were sought without ascertaining their cost and without quotations being received from other suppliers. In addition, there were no established completion dates or detailed scope of the services being provided. The former ombudsman indicated that he would provide the relevant documents relating to the services by the 19th of September 2022, but these were never provided. The report goes on to say, the following issues were observed during the review of the information relating to the digitization project. No written agreement for this project was provided to the auditors. The absence of a written agreement resulted in the auditors being unable to obtain any clarity on the full scope of the digitization project. The auditors were also unable to ascertain the total cost of the project in the absence of a written agreement and after discussions with the former ombudsman and the supplier. It was observed that a total of $26,500 was paid to the supplier for phases 1 and 2 of the digitization project as per invoices seen. However, it was observed that fees of $2,500 to $3,000 were being paid monthly. These payments continued up to May 2022, when the audit commenced. Financial Rule 1783 requires that certifying officers shall, in respect of a claim, ensure that services rendered were duly performed. However, based on our review, there was no certification of work performed prior to the monthly payments being made for the digitization project. The Auditor General says in his report that the answers received from the former ombudsman and the supplier provided no clarity as to what stage the project was at and when it was completed, and that the lack of clarity on the stages of completion of the project and the absence of a scope of works meant that the full cost of the project was indeterminate. And it gave this audit comment, the lack of agreement on the full cost of this service is unacceptable and indicates poor financial planning. It also provided an opportunity for misappropriation of funds. There was a response from the Office of the Ombudsman, though. This response said, there is no issue with the findings of the Auditor General under this heading. After extensive searches within the Office of the Ombudsman, no contracts for the digitization services have ever been discovered. It is to be noted that the documents which were allegedly digitized have not been located in any form to date. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.